Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 11. It's interesting, I want you to note that Revelation chapter number 11 begins with a temple on earth. Revelation chapter 11, verse number 1. Notice real quick, there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood and saying, arise and measure the temple of God. So Revelation 11 opens with a temple on earth. Revelation 11 closes the last verse, and we're going to read that in just a minute, about a temple in heaven. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but it's interesting to note in your studies to mark that. There's a temple on earth. During the tribulation period, there will be an actual temple there in Jerusalem, and Jews will be able to build their temple there right today. We have people in Israel right now, this week, and some of them be going there to the Western Wall sometime during their travels. They may be able to get up on the Temple Mount. It depends on the political situation if they're able to get up there. But they'll be right there in that area. Are people that where the Hebrew people will literally put a temple there in that area. And we see that here in verse number 1 of chapter 11. I take it literally. They're going to build a temple. And then at the end of this chapter, and we're about to read it, we're going to see a temple in heaven. And I take it literally that there's a temple in heaven. Let's begin in verse number 14, and we'll read the rest of this chapter. And the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly, and the seventh angel sounded. Remember, these are the blowing of the trumpets now. This is the seventh angel sounding his trumpet. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to thy saints that and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And then verse number 19, and the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. So here in this chapter, we saw at the beginning of this chapter, kind of a look back at the witnesses, and their ministry was 1,260 days, and I got to change my watch, or I get to go an hour and 2 hours in Bible study. I just lost an hour. Okay. So anyway, I want you to notice in verse number 15, and the seventh angel sounded. We're going to find out when this angel sounds. It's literally the seventh trumpet. We have the seven seals that were opened. The seventh seal, if you remember, introduced the seven trumpets. And then the seventh trumpet, when it is sounded, introduced the seven bowls or vials of wrath that will be poured out upon this earth. And a lot of people think that this seventh trumpet is the last trump, because it is the last trump that will sound in the tribulation period, the last of the seven trumpets. And there's some good Bible scholars and great Bible teachers that teach that this is the last trump that's referred to in 1 Corinthians 15 and in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and we'll look at that real quick, that they think, they believe and they teach that this is when the rapture of the saints will take place, when the Lord will come in the rapture or translation, that it's at this last trump, and they would teach that. In other words, that we would go through a good portion of the tribulation period, saved people would, and again, that's what they believe, and you know by now we don't believe that at all. We believe that Jesus Christ can come at any time. We call it an imminent mentality. And the trumpets that they're referring to in 1 Corinthians 15, turn me real quick to 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll look at that. I'm not going to stay on this too long because there are other things I want to talk about, but I just want to address this thing about the last trump. because a lot of our Baptist folk are in that camp, and other folk where we're going to go through the tribulation period, and they reference these verses. That great resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, let's begin at verse number 51. Of course, we know this is speaking of the resurrection of the just, of the saved people. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And I'm not going to read anymore. You know what the rest of that chapter is talking about. It's talking about the rapture, the translation of the saints, that when Jesus comes, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so many of these folk believe that the seventh trumpet there in Revelation chapter number 11 is referring to this time, so hence we're going to go through part of the tribulation period. Turn me to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Again, it's that speaking of our Lord's return. And while you're finding your place, let me just begin in verse number 13. The verse I want to get to is verse 16, but let me begin by reading verse number 13, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Again, we're talking about his coming in the rapture, the translation. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Let me just insert this. Paul, during his own personal ministry, was looking for the coming of the Lord. This is a great example. When he says, for we which are alive and remain, Paul in his own personal ministry was looking, well, Jesus could come today. And so I don't want to belabor the subject, but I just want to throw this in there. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ. John the Apostle was looking for the coming of Christ. Remember Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. And we today should be looking for the coming of Christ. Again, that imminent mentality. We're always to be waiting, to be looking, anticipating the coming of the Lord. And Paul said that, for we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Then verse number 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. I just had the honor of conducting another funeral just this past Thursday, and I read part of this scripture at the graveside. And as we were departing from the graveside, read this in verse number 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. We can take great comfort in knowing that our loved ones who are saved, one day we're going to see them again. And we're going to spend eternity with them, and even better than that, eternity with Jesus Christ. And so we see that all these that I read in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4, they mention a trump, a last trump, but there's something different about this trump. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 identifies it not as an angel blowing the trump, but not a trump of an angel, but a trump of God. Big difference between a trump of an angel and a trump of God. Just another note, back when the Apostle Paul was writing this, a trumpet, when it blew, whether it's in the battle or whatever, it meant different things. In other words, they didn't have the walkie-talkies or cell phones like they do today to communicate on the battlefields. So by the blowing of the trumpets would signal whatever the commander-in-chief wanted the armies to do. In other words, you heard the old say, you know, somebody mentioned about the temple. Wasn't that Sunday night you mentioned about the Westerns or something, you know? Okay, you remember, by the way, that's a great message Sunday night. Man, if you missed, that's a great message. But anyway, he mentioned the Western. Remember the cavalry, they hit the reveille or whatever, they charge, you know? Okay, they did the same thing during the days of Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.